It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TBR and the UT San Antonio Health Science Center, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Malaria kills more than 500,000 people a year, and it's a tricky opponent for vaccine researchers.
It's such a crafty little parasite. It's so well adapted to surviving within a human body.
Evelyn Bunnick studies malaria in her lab at the Health Science Center. She says this parasite is challenging because of the way it evolves throughout its life cycle.
How can you make one vaccine that protects everyone against this parasite that has learned how to escape from our immune responses and that can sort of shape-shift?
But Bunnick co-led a global research team that has found a chink in the parasite's armor. It avoids the immune system by hiding in red blood cells. Then it protects those cells from being filtered out of the bloodstream when they pass through the spleen.
It produces proteins that it puts on the surface of the red blood cell, and those proteins bind to the walls of our blood vessels. And so your red blood cells that are infected with parasites are now sticking to the walls of your blood vessels.
Immune system warriors like antibodies can't target these proteins. They're too diverse. But what about the receptors to which those proteins bind? They don't change.
And so the antibodies that we've isolated basically exploit that Achilles heel, that weakness of the protein, because they bind to exactly that site.
Bunnick's team isolated two antibodies that may lead to effective vaccines, which would be a huge step toward eliminating malaria altogether. That's Science and Medicine from the UT San Antonio Health Science Center and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.